Support for Community Connection comes from Open Door Health Services, a not-for-profit organization providing health care and nutrition assistance to families regardless of financial resources. More information is at opendoorhs.org under the Get Involved link. And from the Ball State Federal Credit Union, two locations in Muncie, the main office at 2900 North Oakwood, and a campus branch at the L.A. Pittenger Student Center. Mobile banking with bill pay now available. More online at bsfcu.com. This is Community Connection, an IPR original program that talks with the people in the nonprofit world in our part of the state and lets you know how you can get involved.
Hi, I'm Michelle Kinsey, and I'm going to start with a quote from a local website today. It is our goal to make women's roller derby a positive and lasting addition to the Muncie community. Yep, the corn-fed derby dames are in the studio with me this time around, and they're here to talk about, indeed, the positive impact that they have had on the Muncie community and beyond. First, let's go around the room. Please introduce yourselves and include, please, your derby name.
Hi, I'm Chris Thibodeau. My derby name is Madeline Allfight.
I'm Debbie Branscombe. My derby name is Debbie Darko.
My name is Merritt McLaughlin, and my derby name is Lieutenant Jan.
Love it. Okay, so let's start at the beginning. Tell me a little bit about the history of the corn-fed derby dames in Muncie.
Well, we formed in spring of 2010, and it was, we had no idea what we were doing. We just wanted to, we thought roller derby sounded cool, and we were like, let's figure out what this is. So we started out actually didn't have a practice space, weren't really even skating at first. We met at the Herat in downtown Muncie once a week, and we're like, okay, how is this going to work? How are we going to do this? What do we do? So our very first practice space was a church, Muncie Alliance Church. We had to stack hundreds of chairs so we could skate in the sanctuary and then set out all the chairs so they could have their church services. And we just kind of fell in love. We partnered then with Gibson Skating Arena and have been there ever since. They're our practice space. We play our games there.
Now, I know, Debbie, you've been with them from the very beginning.
Yes.
The other two, when did you join the Dames and why? Chris, you want to start?
Yeah, I actually joined in September. This is my first season.
Oh, wonderful.
So, yeah. One of my friends joined last season and just kept pushing me to try it. And then they have a new skater clinic every September, I guess. And so I went to that, and I actually couldn't skate then. I was injured from something else.
But I remember that. You had a broken hand, and you were like, I'm so excited to be here, but I can't skate.
I crashed my mountain bike, the day before.
Oh, no.
So I couldn't skate, but I loved watching them. So I decided to do the beginner boot camp, which is like 4 weeks long. And you just learn all of the basics and don't really do any contact or anything. But I just fell in love with it. It's a really great time.
So. Wow, that's cool. Merritt, what about you?
I joined in March of 2015, so this is my third bouting season. It's my third season playing actively on a roster. And I joined because I had moved to Muncie, and I had like a full-time job, but I wasn't in school currently, so I didn't really know anybody. I didn't really have any friends or any connections here. And so I met someone who did roller derby, and I was like, that sounds cool, but like I don't know if that's for me. It sounds really intimidating. I roller skated as a kid, and so when I moved here, I actually used to stalk CornFed's website and read the blogs, and I was like, they're so cool, oh my god. But then when I was invited to like come and join with someone, I was so shy about it. But luckily, this friend who was telling me about it was like, no, like I'm picking you up and we're going. So I got brought to a new skater clinic, just like Chris.
Yeah.
And it's funny when I think about it now, because I showed up to that event in like a long sleeve, like sporty sweatshirt, like thinking I was really cool. And then we started like skating around, and I was like, whew, I cannot wear this here. Like, this is so much work. So that was really cool. And then I started meeting everyone in the league, and they were so inviting and so welcoming. And it's just, it's not what you think at first. Like I mentioned being intimidated, but the team is made up of like moms, teachers, students, nurses, like everyone from all walks of life. So it's a really inviting community to be part of. And it's really easy to kind of find your place within the league.
Yeah. And it goes way beyond Derby, doesn't it? Much like the quote I read earlier, that it's not just the bouts. Derby Dames, the Corn-Fed Derby Dames, are involved a lot in the community. Deborah, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. We have part of our requirements to be a dame is that you have to participate in at least one event every other month. So we have, I'm the head of the events committee, and I have to present to the team at least two events per month. And usually I try to do one promotional and one volunteer event. So we're out in the community volunteering with we do the Susan Gresham Center holiday light show.
Sure.
Every year. We volunteer with ARF. We volunteer, we have different charities that we work with each season that a part of our proceeds of our bouts go to these charities, and we usually like to work with them for an event. So it's a really great opportunity to get out into the community, mm-hmm. and meet more people and to be a part of something bigger than ourselves, and just kind of give back to this great community that we're all a part of that we don't often get a chance to see different sides of.
Absolutely.
Unless you make an effort to get out there.
Sure. I feel like this has been kind of part of the mission from day one. Why was that important? Of course, you could all just get together and just do Derby and strictly participate in bouts and that's it. Why was it so important for the creators? I mean, you make it a requirement now. Why was that so important for you?
I just think it's great to give back, and I think that we didn't want to just be, I think there's a misconception of roller derby for people who don't really know what it's about, that we're just a bunch of brutes that are hitting each other and beating each other up, and I think that a lot of that came from the 70s that
sure.
was on TV,
mm-hmm.
And I've seen some of that footage on YouTube, and it's nuts. They're
yeah.
just like punching and kicking
right.
each other, but that's not really, we really wanted to make an effort to be to give back and kind of empower women and have it so that we can be a part of the community and just make a difference.
Yeah. Now you mentioned that, you know, every season you kind of partner with a charity and give proceeds. Can you talk a little bit about organizations that have received some funds from your seasons?
We've partnered with ARF before. We've partnered with Kate's Cart, which is a really great organization that gives donates books to kids who are in the hospital. We partnered with Four Girls by Girls, which is mm-hmm. A group that helps empower youth. This year, our charity is A Better Way. So
great.
They are a great, we're very excited to pair with them. And they help, you know, provide shelter and services for victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. And we're just, that's really kind of, it pairs well with, we're all about empowering youth, empowering
Absolutely.
Women, and it's all a skater run. We're all skater run. We run everything ourselves, and just that empowerment. We love that they do that kind of work.
How many dames are currently involved?
45. I think we have 45 active skaters, somewhere right around there. This season's been one of our biggest for intake.
Wow.
We had a huge fresh meet group. Fresh mm-hmm. meet is new skaters.
Sure.
The slang of roller derby. We've grown a lot. We have an A team and a B team now. The B team's been around for, what, two seasons now?
Yeah, I think this is our third season with the B team.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we've been expanding pretty quickly. And yeah, we're lucky enough to get a lot of Ball State students, which is awesome. And that helps with that community aspect because
sure.
a lot of people might not necessarily leave campus or know about downtown Muncie.
Right.
So that helps get them involved too. But yeah, 45 skaters, big group.
That's great. That is great. So how can people, if they want to get involved, if they're interested in being involved with the dames, what should they do?
We have our new skater clinic every September. You keep an eye out on our Facebook page for information about that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're always needing volunteers for our games. We still have two more games left of our eighth season. The first one's May 20th. And then we have an all-day B-team tournament that we're going to have on June 24th. And we're going to probably need a lot of help for that.
Yeah.
So it's our first ever. We've never done anything like this before.
Oh, so you're hosting.
We're hosting a B-team tournament.
Wow.
So we would love volunteers. If you contact us through our Facebook page, we would love your help, even if it's taking tickets or,
you don't necessarily have to skate at all.
And we have non-skating officials, NSOs, who we could not do what we do without their help.
Absolutely.
They take, you know, they keep track of penalties. They keep track of our score. They keep track. I mean, they are the bones behind what we do. We could not work without them. So you don't have to have any experience whatsoever. We will train you. We could use your help.
Yeah. So Chris, tell me about the season so far. How's the team doing?
It's been great. We had our season opener in February against Naptown, who's based in Indy. And we did really well. Our A team won against them, which was cool. And then we just had our second home bout this Sunday, and we won. It was against Burning River, and we won both of our games that time, which was really cool. So
awesome.
Yeah.
And so the next opportunity for people to see you would be when and where?
It's May 20th at Gibson Skating Arena. If you're not familiar, it's 2610 South Mock Avenue in Muncie. Or just ask anyone who is from Muncie, and they will give you directions. But yeah, we're going to play Twin City Derby Girls from Champaign, Illinois. So it's a doubleheader. All of our regular season games are doubleheaders with our A team and our B team playing. And then, like I said, June 24th is our big B team tournament, and it's going to be an all-day thing. So you have a bunch of chances to see us play.
That's wonderful. So let's say there are some listeners out there that have never been to see Derby. What can they expect, or what would you like them to know about, you know, the event, say, in May?
I would say if you've never seen roller derby, get ready.
Yeah.
It's a lot to process, for sure. Your first time watching, you're going to hear a lot of whistle blasts. You're probably going to hear some yelling. It's probably going to be positive yelling, but it's still going to be really loud. you're going to see a lot of ladies throwing themselves into other people, and a lot of action happening on the track. But the main things that you should look out for if you want to understand the game, there's going to be two players with stars on their helmets, and they're called the jammers. They start behind a line, and there'll be one from say corn-fed, and then maybe one from an opposing team, so they'll be in different colors. And their objective is to run into the other players and get past their hips to score a point. Each opposing player is a point. And then they come around the track and do it all over again once they fight their way through. So yeah, a lot of action, a lot of whistleblowing, but also a lot of friendly faces in the crowd. So if you do have questions, or you don't know what's going on, or you're totally lost, you can look for someone in a corn-fed shirt and say, hey, like, what's going on? And we will be so happy to talk derby to you.
That's awesome. Now, talk to me a little bit about the members. I love the fact you mentioned earlier that there are Ball State students, but there are all ages. And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Debbie, that it's always been the case. You've always had a wide range of ages.
Yeah, definitely. We've always had a pretty wide range. You have to be at least 18 to play on our team. There are junior teams around the state that are super fun to see. But we have to be 18 to play with us.
Mm-hmm.
I think the oldest on our team is 47. So,
that's
and there's
awesome.
Everything in between. Mm-hmm. We played, like Maddie said, we played Burning River from Cleveland, Ohio on Sunday. And there is a woman on their team who is 65 years old.
She's so strong.
And she got knocked down and she's jumped right back up. And it's so inspiring. I'm one of the older on the team. And as a 39-year-old, thinking sometimes, oh, my body hurts, and look, and like, no, I can still do this for another 20 years. Like,
absolutely.
I'm good to go. So,
yes. You are.
It's
You're
great.
I'm not going anywhere.
So yeah, it's very inspirational.
That's awesome.
I kind of like to say that with roller derby, it is a sport and it's super athletic, but it's also open to every single body type. Like, whether you're athletic or whether you've never played a sport, I can't throw a ball to save my life. And I'm not very athletic. But with roller derby, if you're tall, if you're short, if you're skinny, if you're bigger, like anything in between, every single body type has a very specific advantage that nobody else has. Oh. So that's something that we utilize in the sport and that we really like to talk about in the community, because it doesn't matter what you look like. There's a place for every single person in roller derby. It doesn't matter how you identify, your orientation, what you look like. Literally, like, roller derby is for you. And I think that's really cool. And it's not something you find in a lot of sports.
It's very accepting. That. And, like, I'm on the one range. I'm very tall, very large. And then there's 5 foot tall. There's girls that are a foot shorter than me who play and are, like, super valuable. Everyone has a place. And there's not a lot of sports out there. There's not a lot of places out there that you find such an acceptance of so many different types of people and body types and in positivity. There, like, I wasn't very good for a long time. It took me a long time to pass. We have minimum skills, and it took me a long time to pass. And I kept on expecting my teammates to be like, "Well, you probably should just give up. You're not good." Like, but everyone was so, every little thing that I did got better than I had the last practice. They were like, "Oh my gosh, you did so good!" Everyone's so encouraging, and that's such a great environment to be a part of.
Yes, I really get the sense when I see the dames out at events, and I see them a lot. They're not kidding when they say they get involved in the community. It happens, and they are always at events and always willing to volunteer. So I will say, you know, thank you for that. I really appreciate seeing you out in the community. But I get a real family vibe, a real sense of that, even among those who might not compete anymore. They're still coming back for the bouts. They're still really encouraging and supportive of the dames. Do you feel that?
Oh, absolutely. We always see, I see my former teammates out and I get big hugs. They're always a family. There's husbands of dames who, you know, you get a flat tire, you call them up, "Can you come help me change a
That's
tire?"
That's a real thing. Yes. There's not one person on Corn Fed that I couldn't call if I was in trouble. And I know that they would drop whatever they were doing and they'd come and help me.
That's wonderful.
It's really cool, especially being from New Hampshire and being a transplant to Indiana. Mm-hmm. It's really nice to have some connections and some real roots here and to be supported by such strong, like, amazing women. It's really kind of crazy. And I'm really grateful for it.
You can find us on the internet at cornfedDD.com, or look us up on Facebook at Muncie Roller Derby, or you can even find us on Instagram by looking at Cornfed Derby Dames.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for being here.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft. You can listen to past episodes and hear more from this conversation at our program website, indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.